This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is touring fire-ravaged areas of California, where the death toll from the so-called Camp Fire has reached 71, with hundreds more missing. The president toured the remains of the town of Paradise, which was consumed by the Camp Fire. He praised the efforts of local law enforcement and firefighters and pledged to work with California's government to prevent such fires in the future.
Nobody would have ever thought this could have happened. So the federal government is behind you. We're all behind each other. I think we can truly say, Jerry, right? And Jerry and I have been speaking, and Gavin and I have now gotten to know each other, and we're all going to work together, and we'll do a real job.
Meanwhile, the Woolsey Fire in Southern California has killed at least three people and scorched huge swaths of land near Los Angeles. Heavy rain is forecast for the state next week, which could compound problems by causing mudslides in areas denuded of vegetation. President Donald Trump has been briefed on a CIA report that said Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was behind the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi last month in Istanbul. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president spoke with CIA Director Gina Haspel and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as he flew from Washington to California. Meanwhile, State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said in a statement that the State Department will continue to seek facts and work with other countries to hold those involved in the journalist's killing accountable. She said they will maintain the important strategic relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia. Khashoggi, a U.S.-based columnist and critic of the Crown Prince, was killed in October at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. This is VOA News. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed more than 40 people in the village of Abu Hassan in the region of Deir el-Zor near the Iraqi border. We get details from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Arab media announced the deaths of several dozen people, most of whom appear to have been Islamic State group fighters, during bitter fighting in the Deir el-Zor region of eastern Syria, not far from the Iraqi border. Rami Abdulrahman of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights claims that about three dozen Islamic State fighters were killed in the airstrikes on the village of Abu Hassan. A number of civilians and family members of the Islamic State fighters were also killed. Abdulrahman insisted that it was the highest death toll in coalition airstrikes since U.S.-aligned Kurdish fighters launched their attack against this particular northeastern Syrian Islamic State pocket in September. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
One person was killed and several others injured as French protesters from the Yellow Vest movement blocked roads and fuel depots in anger over fuel tax hikes. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Thousands of protesters paralyzed roads across France on Saturday in a backlash against higher fuel taxes. At one blockade in the southeast, a driver panicked when protesters surrounded her car. Interior Minister Christophe Castaner said she accidentally knocked down and killed a female demonstrator. 16 people were lightly injured and one critically in other accidents too, some occurring as drivers tried to get round the blockades. About 50,000 people took part in the mass action, the Interior Ministry estimated. The diesel tax hike is meant to encourage drivers to switch to greener cars.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and China's President Xi Jinping offered competing economic views when they spoke to regional leaders at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea, Saturday. Pence warned APEC members about accepting foreign debt that could compromise their sovereignty and urged members to protect their interests.
Do not accept foreign debt that could compromise your sovereignty. Protect your interests, preserve your independence, and just like America, always put your country first.
President Xi said, meanwhile, there is no geopolitical agenda behind his flagship Belt and Road Initiative, which is designed to bolster a sprawling network of land and sea links with Southeast Asia, Central Asia, the Middle East, Europe, and Africa. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.